Today's shiur is dedicated for Schus for Refuah Shleima for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Ayin Tes, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, Rav Chanina taught us that Hashoysik Amnas Lamekim, if somebody remains silent, we know, as we've learned so many times in the Masechta, that if when a husband, a father, hear a neder, there are really three options. One is, and they all evolve around Yom Shammai. They all evolve around the day that he actually heard the neder. And the halacha is that if he is made for the neder on that day, of course the neder becomes nullified. We have also learned that if he remains silent when he hears the neder, so if the day passes, then the halacha is the neder becomes confirmed. And that's what the halacha is that we are in the middle of studying. If he's mekayim the neder, if he actively confirms the neder, then the halacha is that neder becomes permanently confirmed. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had introduced the concept of a shoysik amnas lemekat. He remained silent, but his intention in remaining silent was not because he wanted to have the neder confirmed. He actually wants to be made for the neder, but he wanted to torment his wife. So what did he do? He remained silent. She should think that she's going to be stuck with the neder, but it is really his intention to ultimately be made for the nether. And we learned in the Gemara that when somebody does that, we learned the halacha is that Rav Chanina said that not only could he be made for the nether, but as we explained in our previous shiur, he could be made for the nether even many days after he heard the nether. The limitation of Yom Shammai doesn't apply. And the primary explanation we gave for that halacha is because since on the Yom Shammai, it was his intention to be made for the nether. Therefore, it's considered that he didn't confirm the nether. He actually intended to be made for the nether, and therefore the halacha will be that he can be made for it even many days later. Begins the Gemara with asking a question on Rav Chanina's halacha from a braisa. Moser of Chizda. The braisa says, Choyma behekam behefer, hakoma, when you actively confirm a nether, has a chumra over when you're made for a nether, or behafer, and when you're made for the nether, it has a chumra over being makim the nether, I mean behekim. And the Bryce explains itself. Chayim behekim, shere shishtika mekayemis, that just by remaining silent, as we just said, if the yom shamay passes and you remain silent, the halacha is that the nether becomes confirmed. Kaim beliboy, but ein ashtik vatelis, if you want to be made for the nether, it isn't adequate that you just have a mind to be made for the nether. You have to actually verbalize it. Kaim beliboy, another halacha, the Braisa says, is that if you intend to confirm the nether by thinking that way, kaim, the nether will become confirmed. However, heifa beliboy, if you are just made for the nether by thinking so, ain't a muffer, it will be inadequate. What, from where do we take, says the Ran, that you could be mekayim beliboy, that just thinking about a kiyum is going to be success, is going to be satisfactory? Don't we have, as we've said so many times, haven't we said that Dvarim Shebelev, ain't a Dvarim. So says the Ran, there's an obvious proof that Kiyum doesn't require verbal articulation. Because as we've said even a number of times in our current shiur, the halacha is that as soon as you hear a neder and you let the day pass, the neder becomes Mekoyim. So we see that in order to affect a Kiyum, you don't need to have any actual saying anything. Because every shtika b'yom shamay is mekayim the nether, and there was no speaking at all. On the other hand, hafara requires actual verbalization. And moreover, not only is the halacha that you have to say it, we did say the other day that if you didn't actually use the words of mufalacha, but you use different words that show that that is your indication to be made for the nether, so we learned that that is enough. But even though we learned that that is enough, it still required that you should say something. And therefore, if you didn't say anything, the halacha is that the halacha is that the nether will not be miyushev. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks a question. We just said that what is the proof? The Ran says, what is the proof that hakama can be done just without saying anything? The fact that every hakama of Yom Shamay happens without you saying anything. So we see that far as hakama is concerned, speaking is not required. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, you know why hakama works if you let Yom Shamay pass works? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, is because we see something. What do we see? We see that you let the day pass. So that letting the Yom Shamay pass is the proof that I want to be Mekayim the nether. But where will we have a raya that if you didn't say anything and you just thought all you did was just think that you want the nether to be Mekayim, that would be adequate? So Rabbi Chaim Oizer answers to understand Ran, answer Kiva Eger's question, that if indeed the halacha would be that dvarim, if we would apply here the halacha, a dvarim shebelev ein of dvarim, the fact that you remained quiet, that you remained silent for an entire day, doesn't make it that you said something. If there's a rule that we keep on repeating, that dvarim shebelev ein of dvarim, just by letting the day pass and not saying anything, it's still dvarim shebelev. And if dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, how does the nether become a good nether? It must be, says Rabbi Chaim Oizer, that's what the Ran means to say, that as far as kiyum, there's a special halacha that you don't have to say it, and that just thinking it is enough. Moreover, that the afikayam is a different teretz, that just because somebody let the day pass is not an indication that he wants the nether to be mekuyim. He let the day pass. He got preoccupied. He wasn't thinking about it. So saying that letting the day pass is considered like a maisa, and therefore since it's considered like a maisa, that's why the nether should be considered, that's a proof. That's not considered just being quiet. That isn't considered dvarim shebelev. That isn't true. The halacha is that the Yom Shamay doesn't necessarily prove that he meant to leave the Yom Shamay. It could have just happened that the Yom Shamay passed. And yet the halacha is that it's still going to be a valid kiyum. So we see that kiyum doesn't need an articulation. So since the Braisa mentioned Hakam and Afara, the Braisa continues to teach us other halachas that apply to Hakam and Afara. It says the Braisa Kayim, once you Mekayim a nether, any Yochel Hafer. You can no longer be made for the nether. And vice versa, hefer, when you're made for the nether, and yochel kayim. You can't be mekayim the nether. So, says the Ran, that this doesn't represent a difference, a chumra of a common afara. Of anything, he says it proves that it's the same. That a comma cannot be followed by afara, and afara cannot be followed by a comma. Says Reb Chaim Briska, even though the halacha is identical, that after hakama you can't do hafara, and after hafara you can't do hakama, the reasoning is very different. The reason why you can't do hakama after hafara is very simple. Once you're made for the nether, there is no longer any nether here. And since there's no longer any nether here, you can't be mekayim, something that doesn't exist. On the other hand, why you can't do hafara after hakama is a different reason. That is because a nether with a hakama is a stronger type of nether. And even though we keep on learning in our shiurim Even though we keep on learning in our shiurim that you could do afara, the Torah says you could do afara, the Torah doesn't mean that you could always do afara. The Torah only means you could do afara on a certain type of neder. But a neder that already had a kama has a certain strength to it, and since they have a certain strength to it, that neder is not subject to being able to be mufar. And in fact, there's a very different approach to this halacha. As we just said, that you can't be mekayim a neder after afara is not because of a halacha, it's because of a reality. After the neder was mufar, says Rav Chaim Brisker, there's no neder, because hafara completely nullified the neder. And once hafara nullified the neder, it's obvious that we can't do our kama, says Reb Chaim, because there's nothing to be made for. Reb Chazanish has a different approach. The Torah, we speak about hakama and hafara, says the Chazanish. The Torah indeed gave the husband, the father, sometimes jointly, the right to do hakama, the right to do hafara. But explains the Chazanish, what the Torah said is, you could only do it once. You can't do it more than once. And that's pshat in our Gemara, says the Chazon Ish. You only get one opportunity, and you only get a chance to do one thing, and you only get a chance to do that one thing once. So once you've done Hakama, you've expired, you've used up your rights, and therefore you can't do anything more here. And then vice versa, if you did Hakama or Hafara, whatever you did, you only could do it once, and that's all you could do. And therefore, it has nothing to do if the neder does exist or the neder doesn't exist. It has nothing to do with the strength or the weakness of the neder. Rather, the way to understand it is that the Torah only gave us this one opportunity, and one opportunity only once. But we just learned the brisa. But as we said at the beginning of the shiur, the reason this brisa was quoted was to ask a question on Rav Chanina's opinion regarding so we learned, the Braisa says, Shastika Mikayemis, that Shtika always affects a Kiyim. So says the Gemara, my love, isn't it referring even to a situation, where somebody is quiet just in order because he wants to hurt his wife. And the Braisa is saying that that is considered a valid act of Kiyim. So isn't that a question on Rav Chanina, who says that Shoyser Amnas L'Mekat doesn't have the din of Hakama? Says the Gemara, Loi, the Brais is speaking strictly about a case of Shoyser Amnas L'Kayim. But if you were Shoyser Amnas L'Mekat, it would not be Hakama. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Hainu Kayim B'Libe Kayim. If that's the same din, that Shoyser Amnas L'Kayim is a Kiyim, and Shoyser and Kayim B'Libe Kayim, isn't that a repetition? Why would the Braisa tell us the same din twice? Says the Gemara, because as we said in that previous year, the Shoysik Stam. When we speak about Shoysik, there are two types of Shtika. You could have Shoysik Amnas L'Kayim. You're quiet with your intention. Your intention of being quiet was to do an act of Kiyam. Or you were just quiet. And those are two cases where by the day Yom Shamay ends, you will no longer be able to be made for the nether. But they work in very different ways. So the Gemara wanted to say that Shtoysik Amnas L'Mekat is considered a shtika. So Shmuel Rozovsky says that if Shtoysik Amnas L'Mekat is considered a valid way of shtika, then not only will it be considered a shtika, but it'll also be a halacha that we just learned, that after kiyum, you can't do afara. And if we're saying shoysik amnas l'mekat, it's considered like any situation of shoysik. If we'll be shoysik amnas l'mekat, and the day will pass, or even not, then the halacha will be, you will not be able to do afara. The Karet Oira makes an interesting point that we discussed previously in our shiur that in our shiurim, that there are opinions that say you could do hafara, you could be made for nether even if you didn't hear the nether, We discussed that there are opinions that say you could be made for the neder even before the even before you heard the neder. Belezek said that opinion. No one suggested that you could do a kama without hearing the neder. No one suggested that you could do a kama before the neder was ever declared. So the Karen Aron makes the point that those two could have been nafkaminas that the Gemara should have said between a kama and a farah. Says the Gemara, and therefore says the Gemara, ask chaim b'hek me'afer, b'hafer me'kaka. How do we know menolon? And here the definition of the question is not as we usually learn. Usually we learn menolon is from where do we know it. Here we're learning what is the chumrah, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan, what it means to say is nisholam al hekam. If the father or the husband will mekayim the neder. So as we've learned in our previous shiurim, that is really a form of saying a neder. And since that's considered a form of saying a neder, as we've learned so many times in our masechta, a neder, you could have hataras nadarim. So just like you could have hataras nadarim on a neder, you could have hataras nadarim on a heker. But vei nishalom al hefer. The halacha is that hafara, you can't have hataras nadarim. And the reason is very simple. Because the Torah Daisha, as we've learned so many times, gave Chachamim, we've discussed this in our previous year, gave the Chachamim a right to be made for nadarim, to be mat in nadarim. But that's a special rule that they have a right to be mat in nadarim. But they don't have a right to be, the Torah never spoke about Rabbanim having the right to be made for, to be mat to hafara. There is no such a halachic statement. And therefore, if he was mefer, you can no longer go to the Rav. So the Ran explains the Gemara that if the father, the husband, were mekayim the neder, they have a right to go that day to the Rav to be matted at Akama. And once the Rav will be matted at Akama, since it's still Yoim Shamay, they could then be mefer the neder. But let's say the father or husband were made for the nether, that hafara remains firm, and there's no way that you could matter the nether. So according to the Ran, even though the Gemara is saying now you could be matter a hakama, it still will be limited to the Yom Shammai. One will not be able to be matter the nether past the Yom Shammai. And the reason is because if we'll be matter the nether after the Yom Shammai, the halacha is that you want to do hafara, but hafara can't be done after the Yom Shammai, and that halacha cannot be changed. That's the Pasha Pshat in our Gemara. There is an interesting pshat that the Mordechai in Masechet Shabbos quote, and this is actually spoken about in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph Sif Chof Gimel. And that is, what is the halach that the Gemara is here saying a bigger chiddush? That once the father or husband will mekayim the neder, the wife, that neder becomes a very strong neder. And because that neder becomes such a strong neder, the halach will be that you can't do ataras nadarim on such a neder. We keep on learning doing ataras nadarim. That the halach is on a neder that was mekuyim, ataras nadarim is actually not an option. But I saw that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Daled, it seems that there's a difference how the Akama was done. As we've been learning throughout our Shia today, there are two ways of doing Akama. One way of doing Akama is by actively being Mekayim the Neder, the father, husband saying, we're confirming the Neder. And the other way of being Mekayim the Neder is through Yom Shammai, letting the day of the Neder, day you heard the Neder, pass. They want to suggest that a neder that was mekuyim actively, with a father or husband actively being mekayim the neder, such a neder we can't have ataras nadarim on. But a neder that was mekuyim just because we let yom shamay pass, such a neder daloch is the woman could go to the rav and that will be adequate, that it should be considered a hataras, that they could have hataras nadarim. Masar of Kahana. So ask the Gemara. The Gemara continues to ask on the opinion of Rav Chanina, who says that shtika manas lemekat is not considered a shtika. Masar of Kahana, the Brisa said, the Brisa quotes the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'mhachu shachas lo isha miyoyim al yoyim veikims kol nedera b'shoyker amanas hamekat akos medaber." And the Brisa explains itself. At the oyim b'shoyse manas lemekat, are you certainly saying that the pasuk is speaking about a case where somebody was quiet just to hurt his wife? Or yeinu elo, maybe the pasuk is referring to a situation b'shoysek amanas lekayim, somebody who's quiet because he has intention to be mekayim the nether. Kishu oimer, when the pasuk says hekem oisoi ki hechush lo b'yom shamay harei b'shoysek amanas lekayim havkos medaber. The second pasuk is speaking about an individual who was quiet because he wanted to be mekayim the nether. Hamani mekayim. How do we understand the beginning of the pasuk that says "Mhachrus shachrus loy isha"? That's speaking about a case b'shoyska manas lemekak hakos medaber, and the Torah is telling us that that is considered a valid act of hakama b'tuyofta. But ask the Gemara, why don't we explain these psukim as we have been explaining in defending Rav Chanina a number of times throughout our shir? The loikim. Why don't we say that the two psukim that we have, one is referring to a situation that he was quiet and his intention in being quiet was that to be mekayim the nether. And ha, and the other pasuk will say, we were shaysik stam. And then as the day ends, yom shamay ends, because mekoyim. But shaysik amnas lemekat will not have been included in any of the psukim. Answers the Gemara, because there are more than two psukim. There are more than two psukim that speak about kayim. And therefore, even if we'll say that one is speaking about shoysik amnas l'kayim, and one is speaking about shoysik stam, we still have another pasuk that speaks about shoysik amnas l'mekat. Because the pasuk says, imihachrish yachrish, so the pasuk speaks about two times being quiet, and then there's another pasuk that says, so we see that the Torah is speaking about three different situations of shoysik. Shoysik amnas l'kayim, shoysik stam, and shoysik amnas l'ma'ikat. The Shita quotes the Rain that says, why are we saying that when the pasuk says hachrish yachrish, it speaks about two different cases, don't we often say that dibra Torah koloshim ne adam, and the Torah says the same word twice, and it's not there to teach us anything specific? So he gives two terutzim. One terutz is that yes, we often apply the concept of dibra Torah koloshim ne adam, but that's not an approach that we l'chatchila take. And if we can learn something, we'd rather learn something from the psukim than rather say dibra Torah koloshim ne adam. That's one terutz he gives. Another terutz he says is, where do we say dibra Torah koloshim ne adam, and the Torah repeats its words, not because it's necessarily here to teach something, is the Torah says the same word twice in the exact same word. But here the Torah doesn't say the exact same word twice. It says hachrish yachrish. When the Torah doesn't use the exact same word, it just uses the similar word, but not the exact same word twice, we do not say dibra Torah koloshim ne'odam. Masav Rava. So Rava asks another question on the opinion of Chanina. We learned the Mishnah Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis that if a woman made a nether in Chashecha, she made a nether right before night, Meifel Achlei Choshka. The halach is you could be made from the nether until night. Emloy Heifer V'Choshka, but if he wasn't made for it and came and now night comes, any Yachal Hofer, if he comes too late to be made for the nether. But Mai, why is that true? The Lehevik Kishoyse I'm going to ask like it. Just like we learned that if he's quiet during the day, he was shoysik amnas lekat. Rav Chanina, as I repeated at the beginning of the shir, is of the opinion you can be made for many days later. So we see that the halacha of yom shamay is not so firm. We just discovered an exception to that rule of shoysik amnas lemekat, which Rav Chanina says that we have a right to be made for many days later. So the way the Ran explains the Gemara, we've been learning in our shiurim
the Chazal were really not happy about doing Hafara on Shabbos. They only allowed the Hafara on Shabbos because they had no choice, because the Yom Shammai is coming to the end of the day. But if we're learning now that there's a way of avoiding the Yom Shammai problem, so in a case of Shoysik Amanas, just like by Shoysik Amanas Meikat, we're learning you could do it a couple of days later, even the Hafara, so should be the Halacha if Shabbos is ending. Lehevi, Shoysik Amanas Meikat. The fact that the Mishnah didn't give us that option to Yufta, we see that Choysim Nasl Mekat doesn't allow you to do that for many days later. The Gemara quotes another question on the opinion of Rachanina, Moser of Ashi. The Mishnah we're going to learn on Daf Pei Zayin in Mitzvah Shem teaches us. If the husband says, Yedei Anishiyesh Nedorim, if the husband says that there is a concept of Nedorim, Aval Eni Yedeya Shiyesh Mefirim, I wasn't aware that the husband, that I, as the husband, have a right to be mefer, yofa, so when he becomes aware of the halacha of hafara, even though it's many days after he became aware of the nether, that will be considered the yom shamay. On the other hand, if the husband said, yodei ani sheyesh mefirim, I am aware that the husband has a right, I am aware as I that I, as a husband, have a right to be mefer the nether. Aval any yodei shezeh nether, I didn't know that this nether, this type of nether that my wife said is the type of nether that I could be made for, Ramei Amelo Yofer. Since he knew the halacha of Hafara, being aware of the nether, even though not knowing all of these details, it's considered Yom Shammai. The Chama Oimrim, as long as he didn't know that this was the type of nether that he could be made for, Yofer, when he becomes aware of that this is the type of a nether that it can be made for, that's when it can be made for. Asks Rav Ashi, if Rav Chanina is correct, that if he's quiet, then Amanas L'Mekat, then it's also a halacha that he could be made for many days later. So why would Rameyah say that if somebody didn't know that this is a nether that could be made for, it's not considered that it's still considered Yom Shammai. Why should it be any worse? Why should it be any worse than Shoysik Amanas L'Mekat? The fact that Rameyah says this halacha is a proof that Tiyufta is a proof that Shoysik Amanas L'Mekat is not considered a valid way of that Shoysik Amanas L'Mekat is still considered Yom Shammai. Says the Yad Shol, why are we comparing the individual who doesn't know that this is the type of nether that I could be mefer to an individual who's shoysik amnas lemekat? Says the Gemara that both of them, the fact in both of these cases are the same. What have we been learning? Yeah, Shol says a beautiful teretz. What have we been learning Yom Shammai represents? Yom Shammai represents that I let the day pass without saying anything. The Torah, we said it earlier in our shir, the Chaim's Vart, the Chazanish's Vart, the Torah gave us this day. And I let this day pass. In Shoysik Amanas L'Mekat, I didn't let the day pass. I wanted to be made for it, I just don't want to be made for it today. Similarly, by Shoysik, because you didn't think that this is the type of nether that you could be made for, it's not that you deliberately let the day pass. What you did was that you thought that today is not the Yom Shammai. And if Rameyah says that that is not a good explanation, and if just because you didn't know that this is the type of nether you can be made for doesn't take away the halacha of Yom Shammai, so should be the halacha by Shoysik Amanas L'Mekat. Says the Afikayam, that now that we've finished learning the sugya, and the Gemara ended with the words Tiyufta, that Shoysik Amanas L'Mekat is considered a hakama, even though the husband being quiet was not because he proves the nether. Says the Afikayam, from here we see that a husband who is Shoysik B'Yom Shammai, what does that mean? It goes back to what we said earlier from the Chazon Ish. The Torah he loses his power of Afara. That means even if a husband said explicitly, the husband made an announcement, I'm being quiet only because I want to torment my wife. And
I'm not going to be so quick to be made for the neder. Once the Yom Shammai passes, it's too late. But the Afike Yam himself asks a question. The Ran says that the reason a husband loses the power of a farer is because of Shtika B'Yom Shammai, because remaining quiet implies approval of the neder. But says the Afike Yam, here there's no implication that he means to be made to the neder. On the contrary, he's very clearly saying that he wants to be made for the neder. So why is this considered, why is it still the neder going to be considered confirmed? So the Afike Yam explains there are two reasons why Afara doesn't work after B'Yom Shammai. One pasuk, which speaking about the Shtika B'Yom Shammai, says V'Hekim as Kol HaNerel. That pasuk says that the husband being quiet the entire day of hearing the neder is viewed as an approval. In other words, the Torah is saying that's equal to verbalizing a hakama. But there's another pasuk. That pasuk says the kamu nederel. The kamu nederel doesn't mean that he actively was mekayim the neder. That pasuk is saying that the nedarim becomes mekuyim. Since the nedarim become mekuyim, all the Torah says you need to have is that you should be quiet. And it doesn't make a difference why you were mekayim. It doesn't make a difference why you were quiet. As soon as you were quiet and the day passes, the kamu kol nederel. So as we've been speaking, there are three types of being quiet. The shoysek amnas lekayim, the shoysek stam, and the shoysek amnas lemekat. And as we learn in our shurim, all of these are considered, as far as the maskon of the Gemara, all of them are considered a act of kiyum. In the case of shoysek amnas lekayim, the halacha is, it becomes mekuyim right away. Now, what does that mean when he wants to become a koyim? So I saw a machloikus. Some suggest that if it becomes a koyim immediately, and since it was never his intention to verbalize that kama, so the shoysek amnas l'kayim is equivalent to somebody making an act of kiyim. And since it's equivalent to making an act of kiyim, as soon as you are shoysek amnas l'kayim, the aloch is that it's going to become a koyim immediately. And the stipel explains this point. The stipel explains the why is the aloch of shoysik stam, the hakam is valid at the end of the day, because such a person shows indifference, because he didn't care. And the Torah doesn't require that you should actively want to be mekayim the neder. As long as you don't care, the neder becomes a koyim at the end of the day. But when it comes to shoysek amnas l'kayim, you want it to be mekuyim. You want the neder to be a neder. When you want the neder to be a neder, that's why that hakama becomes hakama immediately, even though you didn't verbalize it. Harun loch nara marasa, harun loch nara marasa, harun loch nara hamarasa. As we begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach, the next perek, the primary subject of this perek is we've been learning a husband to be made for nedarim. But what type of nedarim can he be made for? So says the Mishnah, Ve'el nedarim shu made for. These are the type of nedarim that a husband can be made for. Dvarim shiyash behem inui nefesh. Nedarim, they represent something that will harm the woman. For example, if she makes a neder that she won't have a certain type of food, and Gemara and the Brisa, the Mishnah continues with giving examples. A woman makes a neder im erchatz, I'm making im loy erchatz, that if I will not have to be allowed to do something, if I wash or I don't wash, and washing oneself is considered in nefesh, im eskashet, im loy eskashet, she connects being allowed to do something or not doing something, depending on makeup, and that too is considered a neder of in nefesh. And here we have a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. Our Mishnah is speaking about a husband.
that there's a very big machlekes rishonim, as we've been learning, a father could be made from nedarim. Are the limitations that we're learning in our Mishnah about what type of nedarim one that a husband can be made for apply to a husband as well? It is the opinion to a father as well. It is the opinion of Tosfos that just like there are limitations which type of nedarim a husband can be made for, so too are there those same limitations apply to a father. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam's opinion is that a husband, as we're learning in our Mishnah, could only be made for certain nedarim. But a father, says the Rambam, can be made for all types. The father can be made for all types of nedarim. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and we will speak about the opinion of Rabbi Yossi extensively in the Gemara. But Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that ain elu nidrei nefesh. These are not considered in nidrei nefesh. What are nidrei nefesh? According to Rabbi Yossi, somebody who says Amr kainim peres olam alai. If somebody says all fruits should be usur. If you limited the fruits that you're not allowed to eat to a certain place, then the Rabbi Yossi says that's not in the nefesh. If she said all the fruits of the world are usur, hareza yochel hafer. That's considered in nefesh. We said, and therefore says Rabbi Yossi, if somebody says peres medina zolai, I'm not going to eat the fruit even from a certain country, then the halach is yovel medina cheres. But the Ran says that even though Rabbi Yossi is saying that if she only prohibits the peres from a certain country, it's not considered nidrei in nefesh. That's only it's the country that you're not living in. But if you say, I shouldn't be allowed to eat the fruits of the country which I'm living in, there the option of bringing fruit from somewhere else is not really a reasonable option. It's difficult, especially in those times, to bring fruit from elsewhere. And there, Rabbi Yossi will agree that that's not a nether, that nether is considered a nether of inu nefesh, which the husband has a right to be made for. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out that the machloikis that we have here between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi is regarding what is this considered in the category of inu nefesh or not. But many Rishonim have the opinion that even if it's not going to be, as Rabbi Yossi said, in the category of inu nefesh, it will be considered a nether of beinoi lebeino, which a husband can be made for. But as we're going to be seeing in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, there are different rules when a husband is made for a nether because of inu nefesh versus when a husband is made for a nether because of beinoi lebeino. Similarly, if a woman says peres chem v'zeolai, eni yachal hafer. If she says the fruit from a certain store, the halach is, that's not considered any nefesh, because he could always go to a different store. However, says the Mishnah, that if the husband only gets credit in a certain store, then it is considered yafer. He is considered to be made for it, because the fact that no other store gives him credit, that makes it into any nefesh. Says the Gemara, from our Mishnah, it seems, nidrei inu nefesh hu demefer, that a husband can be mefer inu nefesh nedarim. But if it's ein behem inu nefesh, if it's not an inu nefesh neder, ain't a mefer. But as the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Eila chukvim shetziva Hashem es Moshe, ben ish l'ishtoi ben av l'bitoi. Melamed, from here we learn, says the Braisa, shepal mefer, nedarim shebeino l'beino, that the husband could also be mefer beino l'beino. And the way the Rishonim explain what is the definition of Beino Lebeino, any type of a nether which will bring discord in the relationship between the husband and the wife is in the category of Beino Lebeino. So if she makes a nether that she won't eat together with her husband, she won't help the husband, all of these types, all of these nedarim are nedarim that cause discord in the relationship. And therefore, they're all considered beino lebeino. Says the Gemara, indeed, Amri, halein v'alein mefer. A husband has the right to be made for both the darim of inu nefesh and the darim of beino lebeino. Miu, there's a difference. Inu nefesh mefer oilam. Once a husband is made for ned of inu nefesh, that hafara remains forever. Aval, ein bem inin nefesh. If the nether was not because of inin nefesh, because of beino lebeino, so then the halach is kideisa tachtoi have a fora. As long as they're married, the fora remains in place. Mechimi garish lo, but if he divorces her, chayelo hafora. Chayelo nether, the nether comes back in place. And that's the difference, says the Gemara, between beino lebeino and beino. Says the Gemara, say, ask the Rishonim, how can it be made for nether that will be not the, will, that will still, when after they're not married? So Tosfos explains that as long as they have relation, they have connection with each other, that's considered beino lebeino. Others explain, the Torah says, bein ish leishtoi. In other words, what they're coming to explain, that let's say they get divorced, but she didn't get remarried. What would be the halacha? And Dvarim Shein Bei Minefesh, says the Gemara, Michaela, is it true that as soon as they get divorced, that nether happens? But Tanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nur Omer, Yofesh Shem Yigrushena, maybe he'll divorce her, V'tei Asurla, and then he won't be able to marry her. So we see he should be made for it. Alma, Kimigarish Meifela, Bikar Avafara, that when the husband was made for the nether, that Farah helps for after the divorce. And we don't say that it stops then. Amri, and therefore because of this question, the Gemara sort of repositions itself. Halein v'alein have afara. Both are considered afara. El nidre in a nefesh, bein la'atzmai, bein la'cherim. When somebody's made for a nether of in a nefesh, the nether becomes completely nullified as long as she is long, forever. Even if she'll get married to someone else, the halacha is that that nether is nullified. And even though the halacha is, as we know, that once she gets married to someone else, she can't go back to this husband, it doesn't make a difference. Shein bein inin nefesh, but if it's a nether that doesn't ask, if another is not a nether of inin nefesh, la'atzmai, as long as it affects him, even if they got divorced, but she did not marry someone else, and since she didn't marry someone else, she has a right to come back to this husband. Therefore, the nether remains nullified. Lacherim, but if she gets married to someone else, at that point, the nether falls away. Vachtani. And this, says the Gemara, is the way to understand the Mishnah. Lacherim emin mefer, if she got divorced and married someone else, then the nether comes back to life. Vachtani. Elin dorim, mefer bein latzme bein lacherim. The Dharma Shesh Bein Ein Nefesh. The Dharma of Ein Nefesh are bottled forever, are nullified forever. The Dharma Beinoi LeBeino are only nullified until she gets remarried. Now we understand, explain the Mefarshim, why the Mishnah only spoke about Nidre Ein Nefesh, and the Mishnah did not speak about the Dharma Beinoi LeBeino, because the Mishnah deliberately wanted to show that there are differences in halacha. And by only mentioning one and not the other, that's how we know that rule.